TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I'm recording.
Me too.
Me three.
Then let's get this shit show going down the toilet. In 3, 2, 1.
Cock.
Did I tell you about when I did that with Grammar Girl and I was like, I gotta figure out a different thing to say at the end of it?
No, you didn't. Me too.
Well, I mean, that's the end of the story. I just figured out something different, but I was like, so I count down to, oh, fuck. Like, in my head, I'm like, and I just thought of another word.
Was it Christmas related?
I believe it was. I don't remember what it was, though.
Tree.
It might have been.
It's got a nice plosive at the beginning of it.
I love to give them plosives.
Yeah.
A plosive all over your mama's butt cheeks, and it dribbled down into her crack.
Ew.
What Andy said, ew.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week we talk about streaming services, including discussion about Netflix's new series Luke Cage with no spoilers. Then we give our top 5 list of candies. And when you hear this sound,
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody. I'm a filthy bastard.
Also Tim. I'm Andy, and I'm already regretting this.
I'm Noah. I'll regret it in the morning.
It is the morning.
Oh.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Actually, it's not morning for Andy anymore, is it?
No, it's afternoon.
It's after noon. Noon. Back to Future 2? Anybody? Nobody? All right, moving on.
No.
Reagan Headroom?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's two references that kids today will not get when watching that movie. That's a what
cuts.
Wrapped inside a, huh?
Wrapped inside an enigma.
What'd you call me?
I'm just talking about Shaft.
Then I can dig it.
Should we do some tan laughs?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Vulgar, docile, make you laugh for a while, picking you up when you are in a rut. Here come some tan laughs that make me want to ask, can Superman put it in Noah's butt? Tan laugh time, laughing in public ain't a crime. Sit back, relax, and unwind, cause it is tan laugh time.
Oh, damn it.
What?
I said, should we do some tan laughs? And then I realized I had one that I was going to do from Facebook that someone posted, but I didn't mark it. Oh, I think I remember it.
Did mark it?
Come on.
And
feel
the funky
it,
bunch it?
Yeah, I got a funky bunch in my pants.
Oh.
That I used to go all over your mama's butt crack.
No, you go all over her butt cheeks, and then it slides down her crack. Come on, Tim. No.
That's right. Tell the story right.
I know.
Tim, don't be gross.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
All right, so I don't remember the source of this. Somebody posted it on Facebook. How did the cowboy end up with a dachshund as a pet?
He likes wiener dogs.
He wanted to get a long little doggy.
That's right. Yes. He got a long little doggy. You get the basic joke.
Yes.
Get along, little doggy. Ba-ding. I was
spitting
in my
spittoon.
I have a joke, courtesy. Uh-huh.
Let's hear that shit.
Of my friend's child.
All right.
Okay.
Why do girls walk in odd groups?
I don't know.
Because they can't even.
How old's your friend's kid?
It's probably like maybe early teens, like 12.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay. I was picturing, like, Michael's age. I was like, what?
No. Older.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Tyler is reviving the dead baby jokes. A TanCast classic.
I saw that email yesterday, and I said to my wife, you know you got a good podcast when the subject of one of your listeners' emails is reviving dead baby jokes.
Nothing but the highest quality podcast.
Where is our fucking Peabody?
I don't know. I'll pee on your body.
Yeah! Will it dribble into my ass crack?
Yes!
Sign me up!
Take me off your mailing list.
I think we say dribble into ass crack 3 more times. It's going to be the episode title. It's like Beetlejuicing.
Beetlejuicing?
Yes.
That should be our episode title.
Or the name of your guys' sex move that you won't let go.
Oh, that's what it should be called? Beetlejuicing?
Yeah.
Fucking yes! Who's got an Urban Dictionary account?
I think I made one up once. I don't think I wrote down what fake email address I used.
You have to do it 3 times.
Anyway, Tyler and his dead baby jokes.
Yes, Tyler says, hey guys, I kind of want to hear you guys revive the dead baby jokes, so I'm sending you, especially Andy, a few dead baby jokes. Why did the family bring the dead baby to the cookout?
Because his baby was dead.
Oh, no. So they can roast marshmallows over it.
Oh, Jesus.
What's the difference between a watermelon and a dead baby?
Black people?
Seeds.
No. One is fun to smash with a sledgehammer, and the other is a watermelon.
No.
Yeah, one is delicious to eat. That leaves it ambiguous.
Oh, it does.
That leaves it ambiguous.
It's one of those Rorschach jokes.
Rorschach?
Whatever.
Or do you have to... Maybe you know how to say it better than me.
No, I've always heard of Rorschach. Like the fucking vigilante from Watchmen?
Yes.
I couldn't think of the name of what that thing was called.
You know what that thing's called.
Sarlacc bit.
So I tried Googling it just to find out, but it's that how to pronounce guy where he's going to say it like completely wrong, like Schadenfreude. It's like Scooty Fruity.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, it's like a joke.
Fruity.
Joke account or something?
Yes. I'll send a link for the show notes. Sometimes you feel like a nerd. Sometimes you don't. Anyways, back to the dead babies.
Anywho.
Or the bed daddies, whichever one.
Ned Beatty's?
Yes, the Ned Beatty's.
That's my favorite breakfast cereal.
Why was the dead baby kept in the kitchen drawer?
I don't know.
Because the family used it to crack nuts.
What?
You just take the dead baby out and wham!
They're way and too soft.
And open cans.
Oh, Jesus. How many dead babies does it take to make baby oil?
Not enough.
Depends on how you squeeze them.
Oh, wait. One. The last one.
Oh, how do you know if a baby is dead?
You killed it?
It's the one that doesn't cry when you nail its feet to the ceiling.
Jesus! Oh. Come on!
What's red and creeping up your leg?
Dead baby.
Nope. Abortion with homesickness.
Why are you creeping up my leg? There's no vagina up there.
It's an abortion, Tim. It doesn't
It came from your testicles.
All right.
Your testicles.
I'll allow it.
Testicles.
Tyler signs off with, and now I think my soul has crossed over to the dark side, which has both cookies and Yuri, which he explains is girl-on-girl anime. So, good on you, Tyler. Living that dream. That Yuri dream.
All right.
Yuri.
Successfully.
That does not sound appealing.
Well, hell, it's not supposed to sound appealing, is it?
Probably Yuri. Probably not.
Girl-on-girl anime, I assume it's supposed to sound appealing to somebody.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So we did that. How was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week? Nailed it.
I don't remember. Someone else talk. I'm going to try to reach into my brain.
I don't know what I did with this week either. Felt like it was a very uneventful week. Although, on a side note, I think Have either of you watched Adventure Time?
Oh, yeah. Well, other than baking pancakes, making bacon pancakes.
Yes.
I take the bacon and I put it in a pancake. Making pancakes, baking pancakes, baking pancakes. I was literally watching that 2 days ago for no reason. I think YouTube said, hey, remember this? You watched this once. I was like, fuck yes, I did, YouTube. Let's watch it again.
Yeah. That's right, YouTube. Only bring me back to things I've already told you I like.
Exactly. Don't try and branch out. You don't know me.
What I find odd is there is not a way to search on what you've... Like, YouTube knows what you watched, but you can't search what you've watched.
Oh, you can't be like, recent thing? There's not a recent thing search?
Well, you can look at your history.
There's like a recent thing list, but not searchable, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Which seems so odd to me. I'm like, Google, this is what you do. I mean, you know, YouTube's probably Google. Like, how hard is it to make it like, you know my history. How hard is it just to be like, this is my history, let me search it.
What's the point of stockpiling all my information if I don't at least get to use it as a quick, easy reference?
I was looking for some video I'd watched, and I was like, really? You cannot search this? Like, no one's asked for this? Odd.
Anyway, you were actually talking about Adventure Time for other reasons, I assume.
Come on, grab your friends.
I was just going to start watching it, I think. But I was figuring out like how long it would take to watch it on Hulu. And I was surprised, even though, I mean, there's, you know, episodes are 11 minutes, but I guess there's a lot of them. It would take like 36 hours to watch all the episodes on Hulu. I'm like, Jesus Christ. That's a huge commitment.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's not like story arcs. Oh, wait, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, there are. Time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, there are.
Yeah,
Tim.
Fucking
take your head out of your ass.
Dumbass dumb.
Get your head out of your ass, or else my pee is going to trickle down onto it.
Ah.
I'm Beetlejuicing you.
So I was looking at this list of on one of those Gawker websites, the sci-fi one. I can't remember the name of it right now. I-9? Anyways, they had a list of shows that like broke your heart, and they talked about like a scene from Adventure Time. And I was watching it. I'm like, maybe I should watch this show. Like, this is the second clip, but I was like, this is pretty good. Like, it seems like it might be a good show.
Without being spoilery, what scene was it? Like. Broad picture.
Where you learn about the Ice King's past, and they're singing about
damn.
It.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah. Oh, shit-ass balls.
Yeah, there were feels in that one.
Also, I want to go back and watch, like, Futurama, especially the last season again. Like, I just remember being it so fucking good.
It's on Netflix.
Hey, wait, you have Hulu?
No. I was going to do the free trial, then maybe pay for it, like, for, like, a month, like $10, and then cancel it.
Ah.
Because that seems to be the only place you can watch a lot of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to be on the Cartoon Network, like, app or website or whatever, and they pulled them all off there to give them to Hulu.
Yeah, you can watch,
fucking
like...
Fucking Hulu. Yeah,
for a while, the first two seasons, for a long time, the first two seasons were on Netflix. But, like, never another season after that. And then whenever it ran out, that's when they went to Hulu.
Yeah, I understand, like, licensing and stuff, but it's just, like... From a customer's perspective, it's frustrating.
Yep. Yeah, we've talked about this a lot of times, where it's like,
yeah.
Back in the day, there were different channels. Now there's like different fucking apps, and you have to figure out like what the search interfaces are for the different apps, and like which pieces of hardware you have work with the different sites. It's like we started to go better, and we're slowly getting worse as all this shit gets balkanized.
And it doesn't seem like people are learning like oh, actually, this... I mean... I guess it's kind of like the companies kind of figure, like, if people want to watch this bad enough, they'll, like, either pirate it or come find it, right? I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, CBS All Access, that shit annoys the fuck out of me. Like, really? You want me to pay just to watch your shitty channel? Fuck you and fuck your channel.
It's like, wasn't I already paying Comcast for your fucking channel?
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, you're CBS. You're fucking over-the-air fucking bullshit. It's not like you're HBO. Don't act like you're hot shit. You're just a cold turd.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I think it's also people are kind of like not doing it themselves, but like, you know, a lot of people are cutting the cord for cable, right? So it's like, but people still want to watch their shows. So, you know, maybe in some way they feel like they're feeling, not, I don't know about CBS, but like other premium channels where people are like, well, I don't want to pay for like all these other channels I never watched. Like, let me go be more selective about what I want to see.
Just license your shit to Netflix.
Yeah, and then everyone will see it. I have said that, you know, paying $10 a month for Netflix, great. But if I could get rid of cable and, like, just have, like, all the shows that I watch show up on Netflix, I would be happy to pay, you know, I would be happy to pay Netflix every dime I pay Comcast right now.
What?
Just because it's not fucking Comcast anymore.
But do you, would you feel the same, like, if you had to wait? Or would you want it to be, like, as soon as it aired, you can see on Netflix.
Yeah, I want it to be like whenever it's on, I can fucking watch it.
Okay, so like soon as it airs, like it's available on Netflix, or maybe like an hour later or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, and any show, I mean, I've said it before, but you know, the holy grail is any show, any movie, any time, and not having to like go search 14 different things to figure out, okay, is this even streamable from here? Oh, and also not be paying like, you know, fucking $3 a movie to go rent some shit.
That's the other thing about CBS All Access. Like, you pay for it every month. There's still fucking commercials!
Oh, yeah, no.
Unskippable bullshit commercials! Unless you want to pay a little bit extra a month, then you cannot have the commercials. Fuck your face!
Do you pay for it, Tim?
CBS All Access?
Yeah.
Fuck no!
Oh, okay. It's
the Batman versus Superman theory. If I ignore them and don't give them my money, maybe they'll shrivel and die.
You've just been reading about it?
Yeah, well, because of the new Star Trek show is going to be exclusively on there. I'm like, well, this will be the second Star Trek series I don't watch then.
What was the first?
Voyager can suck my dick!
don't like a woman commander there, Tim?
Sure. If they ever get one, that'd be great.
Aww. Aww, Kate Mulgrew.
They got some gravelly-voiced, sexless, fucking charisma vacuum.
Ouch.
In fairness, I believe that was direction, not actor's choice.
Yeah, I
believe Because I've heard
so
in
too.
Interviews, like, anytime I wanted to bring something to it, they're like, nope, tamp it down.
Yeah, I've seen Kate Mulgrew in other things where it's like, oh, well, double fuck Voyager then.
Yeah, I've heard she's good in Orange is the New Black.
Haven't watched that yet.
Nor
I. But I've heard that too.
I watched the first season, and I was like, eh, I mean, it was fine. It just, I don't know. Didn't grab me. I guess, I think as I get older, I definitely try to be more selective, somewhat more selective about what I watch. Although some days I just sit in front of the TV and just like...
That's just another way of saying that Noah is getting harder and harder to please in his old age. He's just a grumpy old curmudgeon. But soon, the ghosts of television past, present, and future will come and visit you.
And they'll be like, good job, buddy.
You'll learn the true spirit of vegging out in front of the television. Is it sweeps week? I haven't missed it. They did it all in one night. Of course they can.
What's that from?
It's a line from A Christmas Carol adapted for television. Did you not get that whole thing was a Christmas Carol parody?
Oh, I got the first part.
Oh.
But then when he goes, it's sweeps week.
At the very end, he wakes up and goes, it's Christmas. I haven't missed it.
Yes.
Oh.
Because it said that it was going to happen over the next three nights, which would mean he was going to miss Christmas. But they scrunched it all into one night, and then he was surprised by that.
I mean, they're time-traveling spirits. I don't know why that threw him for a loop.
Yeah. Well, plus, like, if he didn't remember, like waking up, having a day, and then, like, the next spirit showing up the next night. Because they pretty clearly show up back to back to back. And I get, you know, it's the whole, like, dreamscape, time is stretchy or whatever. But if there weren't also days happening between those, you'd think he'd be aware, like, oh, yeah, I guess that was all in one night. Which, you know what that means? Marley's a fucking liar.
Have you seen the Patrick Stewart version of A Christmas Carol?
I don't think so.
I don't know where you can find the whole thing online, but if you Google Patrick Stewart laughing Christmas Carol, you'll be treated to some of the most exquisite acting you've ever seen in your life.
Sarcasm?
Oh, yeah. Like, he wakes up and he goes from being scared to laughing, and it's just this weird, psychotic laugh. Whew! It is scenery-chewingly crazy. Just fucking nuts! Like, I can't believe the director's like, yep, wrap that. Good. We did it. Guys, check the gate. We're going home early.
That was Peace. Back in 99? I have seen this.
Peace, dude. Nailed it again.
I definitely have seen, like, pictures of it.
Yeah. It's good times. Anyway... Back to streaming. Sorry for that side tangent into my other podcast.
No, I'm watching it right now.
All right. Sometimes you feel like a nut,
sometimes you don't. So, streaming, Tim, have you...
When he touches his hand!
All right, well...
I think we lost Andy.
And he's doing God. A similar laugh to Patrick Stewart.
Oh, it's just so... Oh, it's like high school play kind of shit. High school play starring Andy kind of shit.
Oh, burn. Oh, deep
damn.
Burn.
Yeah, my favorite Patrick Stewart thing is him on Extras.
Yes. Well,
that's funny on purpose.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's fucking hilarious.
What is...
I saw everything. They didn't think I did, but I saw it. is this going to play in this window? Side note, I like that the new iMessage plays movies in the iMessage.
The old one did too.
Oh, maybe I just forgot that.
Wait, movies or like YouTube clips?
YouTube clips.
Oh, sorry. I thought like when you sent somebody a video.
Oh, really? I still haven't updated yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, Tim.
Well, that's not true. The iPad updated this morning because the 5-year-old just started pressing buttons.
Neat.
Like, you're supposed to ask me before you press the buttons!
Wait, he got it to update just by pressing buttons?
Well, yeah, well, because it said, do you want to update? And he said, fucking yeah, I do.
He's like, yeah, let's do this shit.
And I'm like, well, you've just wasted your iPad time because now the entire iPad time is going to be taken up with that update. Congratulations on sorrow. Welcome to Apple.
But you'll get stickers, buddy. You'll get stickers.
Stick this dick in your mama's butt crack.
Oh, going back to streaming.
Like when I'm streaming my urine on your mama's butt crack.
Have you watched all of Luke Cage, Tim?
No, I think I was about to start episode 6, but then I went back to watch Jessica Jones when you were talking about it.
What? Well, how many episodes are there?
13.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot. I think 8. I like 8. It's a good number. Banged out in a day. Half a day. I watched 1.5 episodes. 1.25.
Yeah, that first one's a bit of a slow burn.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, so far I like it. Like, it's not bad. I mean... I definitely like the more serious tone. Not that, like, Daredevil wasn't serious, but still had some of that hokey stuff I don't like. This, so far, is pretty good, I think.
You should watch Jessica Jones in. I just say, yeah. Distinct lack of hokiness.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it's, like, I'm sure it'll be good, but I'm just...
Oh,
thinking,
you don't like a woman superhero, you sexist fuck?
No, I love a woman superhero.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Why aren't you watching Jessica Jones in?
I want to watch Adventure Time and Luke Cage.
Checkmate!
Come on, grab your friends.
And Reed.
Going to very distant lands.
Oh, because you're busy watching Supergirl?
I do watch Supergirl sometimes.
You're a liar!
With Roberto.
Oh, so Roberto is the progressive one, and you're just riding his coattails. Don't vote for Noah this election season.
I would never run for president. Like... Like, I don't think I've done anything super terrible, but I just don't want people all up in my shit.
Don't join the cast of Saturday Night Live either.
What, are they, I mean, just because, like, of paparazzi and stuff?
A comedian friend of mine from L.A. Just got tapped as the first Latina comedian, or the first Latina cast member on Saturday Night Live, and people are fucking digging through her Twitter feed to find things that sound vaguely racist or offensive and being like, they should have hired her! And by digging through her Twitter feed, I mean, like, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
I mean... Like, yep. I'm sure lifeless. Someone would go find Tancast and listen to the whole fucking thing and be like, oh, look at this shit he used to say.
Exactly.
Oh, they still absolutely says. Would. Because those fucking alt-right basement-dwelling trolls, the same pieces of shit that were going after Leslie Jones. Well, actually, no, you know what? We would be fine. Because we're guys. It's women they can't stand.
I mean, if I ran for president, it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters if I'm a guy.
Someone
would go for digging
well,
for my
shit. Well, it does to the side of people that are going through her Twitter feed. But sure. Yes, somebody would definitely go through Tancast.
That's why if Tancast suddenly disappears off the internet, it means one of us is running for president.
Fuck. Nothing disappears off the internet, my friend.
Oh, it'll disappear.
Nothing.
We're going to backtrace
it. Nothing. Who understands the cloud?
We're going to bounce it off 7 proxies.
Andy's going to type on the keyboard. I'm going to type on a separate part of the keyboard to make sure we type.
Yep, we got to type faster.
That happened in an episode of
NCIS. That's why I brought it up.
Yes. I was listening to a podcast about the top worst hacking scenes in shows and movies or something.
Was that top? Because that needs to be top.
I mean, I'm sure there are worse ones, but that was
I don't
like...
think they were ranking it like this is the worst. I think they were just listing like bad ones, but that was on there.
Speaking of ranking, didn't we have a top 5 list we were going to do?
Damn it.
You mentioned one.
You mentioned one. You did.
Oh.
You!
I did, but I didn't realize we were going. I didn't really. You said like signed
right.
on, like let's do this.
I thought we talked about it on a previous episode. It was
we talked about it in our chat.
I mentioned 2. Oh, one was like the top 5 things that your kids say that are brutally honest, but me.
Oh yeah, no.
The other one was
top 5 things we just don't get as we get older.
Yes.
No, there was another one that was before that. Oh, it was the top 5 candy things that Tim had done a vlog about. That's what we talked about.
We
on
did
the show.
Talk about on the episode. Yes, about doing. I mean, I don't know if you guys are ready for that.
I am not.
All right. So
I can probably come up with 5.
Wait, what was?
I do like sugar.
What was the premise? Top five candies just ever?
Yeah, top five candies you like to eat.
All right, I can make this out real quick.
All right. Guys, we just did it together, making shit happen.
Yeah!
I probably got to come up with an alternate five just in case you fuckholes grab the ones from my blog.
Well, I think one that's... I'm not... Yeah, oh no, it is definitely. Sorry, it is on your blog.
Don't worry about it, baby. It's all sorts of candy in this muzzle fizzle. Mizzle fassazzle fizzle. In the meantime, I'll mention that you'll notice I'm yelling and carrying on a bit louder than normal. It's because my family's not here. My son is running the half rock and roll marathon in downtown San Jose.
I saw a picture! Yay!
Oh, shit. I just... Yeah. Yes. Fuck yeah.
Now I want to know what that was. Why did Noah so much joy just now?
I just remembered something that fucking chocolate I love, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to blow your mind with this shit.
Oh, chocolate was one of mine. Like, all chocolates.
All chocolates? Kidding. You can't. No.
Yeah, I did. No. I just picked chocolates. Yeah, that's mine. No. That's mine.
I put sugar. Just all sugar. Anything with sugar.
Oh, damn it.
But top.
That's one of my five favorite candies. Wait, what are the other four?
I picked Adams. Anything with Adams in it, I just, just eat up.
Well, too bad. No, I got anything with quarks. Anything that the components are made of quarks, which, sorry, that covers your Adams, so I win.
Fuck.
Hey, no, I got anything invisible. In the imagination of God, so.
I got space dust. I got particles from the Big Bang.
A bang, a bang, a baggity bang.
A bang, bang.
A bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
How did I leave some of these off my list? These are some of my faves.
Oh, you mean the list that you already did?
Yeah.
Oh, side note. Like, I understand, like, with, like, you know, people don't want you to use ad blockers, they want you to see advertisement, but when they, like, cover the page with ads where I can't even scroll down on my phone without clicking on some fucking ad and it pops up, I'm like, this is why people block your shit.
Yeah, yep. Fucking Facebook ads, I mean, Facebook, when someone links to something on Facebook, I'm like, oh, what is this list? And then I read two paragraphs in, and then it fucking switches to a different page and then logs me out of Facebook, or not logs me out of Facebook, but switches apps. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not going to read your stupid article if I have to work this hard.
Oh my God, that's the fucking worst, where it's like the ad sites are like just trying to pop something up in the like the fucking app store. It's like, what did you think was going to happen right there? Did you think I was going to be like, oh, well, I guess I should buy this thing that you just opened out of nowhere?
I bet people do it. Like, there's a game I play where before you can play it, it pops up like, hey, do you want to buy this extra thing for this game? And it fills the whole screen pretty much. So you constantly almost click on it. And then, you know, of course, ask for my password. I'm like, no, I don't want to fucking buy your shit. Like, fucking, it's like just a whole screen. Like, there's this little tiny X in the corner that I hit and I have to, like, get it to go away. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, step one in this game. Get to the game.
Robert Goulet? Alright, I got my list.
Why the fuck is Robert Goulet involved in this shit?
I mean, Robert Goulet is involved in everything. Fucking, I had a dream where he was in a movie with, I think, Kevin Costner?
Alright.
I gotta tell you, probably for the last month or two, I've been having vividly weird dreams. Like, I don't remember them, like, after a day or two, but I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck was that all about?
Welcome to my life, Noah.
But like before now, like I feel like you know, before all this anxiety stuff started, I did not really. I mean, I had dreams, but oftentimes I didn't remember them when I woke up. Like, yeah, I feel like it's very rare. I feel like lately it's just like dream all the time.
Yep. Well, I told you guys, like, I will wake up from dreams and like think that they're memories. I'll have to like piece reality back together after some.
Oh, that's
dreams.
Always a weird one where you're like, wait. Did that happen to me, or did I dream that?
Yep. Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I've told the story at least once on Tancast, but the time that I had a major fight with my father in a dream, I mean, we'd been arguing about something the day before, but, like, had a massive, like, argument in this dream. I woke up, got straight out of bed, and was about to pound on his door to continue the argument, and realized, like, as I'm reaching for the door, that I had just gotten up out of bed, and that's not where I had been a moment before. Like,
maybe
I suddenly realized, like, I didn't just teleport, I just woke up.
No, you teleported.
Oh. Oh, well, shit. Quick, somebody give me a time machine so I can go back and finish that argument with my dad, then.
That's what you do with a time machine? Especially with your dad involved?
You wouldn't be like go back and like, hey, Dad, can you eat a little better?
Yeah, no, I gotta win this.
Maybe that's what the argument was.
Maybe.
Put down the saturated fats. No, Andy, I love them.
Although that may, you know, it could also be genetic, right?
Yes, insofar as alcoholism is also genetic.
I mean, well, okay, maybe not in this case, but like you could have heart, you could take great care of yourself and still have a heart issue, right?
Yes,
like,
and he actually did get a lot more healthy and still had some like blood pressure issues and such.
I'm sorry you lost your dad, Andy.
Well, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to drag this down. We're talking about candy here, not dead fathers.
One more side note. One of the top sad things on that list that broke people's heart is the last episode of Quantum Leap, where it's just like, and he never made it home.
They finally put that on Netflix, and that episode is bullshit.
I was just like, oh, that's rough. That's just like a little punch in the gut for you.
hey, guys, thanks for watching this. Oh, fuck your face!
It's like, oh, you can't even leave it ambiguous? Like, oh, baby, I have hope. Nope, I'm going to crush your dreams right now.
Well, especially because, like, the bartender guy, in addition to the whole, you know, Sam Beckett never made it home, the guy's telling him, like, well, you know how sometimes people, you know, before they go out and do the really hard work, they like, take a vacation as, like this whole sort of, you know, dream sequence land that he's been in that's all confusing and super metaphorical and all the rest was his vacation before the universe really puts him to the test.
That sounds terrible. Like,
he was up against the literal devil in one of the episodes.
God only gives you as much as you can handle.
Apparently he thought you could handle the devil.
Tig Notaro had a bit in one of her things that was hilarious. Like, she got cancer, her mom died, she broke up. like God's like, I think she handled a little more than that. He's like, no, she got so much. No, I think she's got this. Anyways, we should get to our list.
All right, let's do it.
High five.
Top five candies you like to eat. Beep.
Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
Do it.
Ant order. I declared it. Sorry, Tim, I know I'm stealing this straight from your blog, but like it still sticks in my craw. Skittles, back when they had fucking lime instead of apple.
Tit farts!
I love apple candies. I love them. But there's something wrong with Skittles. I love them generally.
I love them.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with my voice there.
Apple candies.
Why did it go up at the end? So, yeah. Generally speaking, I love apple candies. I don't know what the hell it is about Skittles, but it ruined the rest of it. Well, I think the fact that grape was already in there, and like grape is already the Skittle minefield. Like I don't need to be grape and then something that's not tangy.
Oh, I like the grape, but I think it's because like you want to, at least I do. I grab a whole pan of Skittles, different flavors, throw in my mouth, and they work well together. And I feel like green apple is sour and just like does not work with all the other flavors.
Yeah.
So what you guys can do is either get dark side Skittles or desserts Skittles. They both have lime in there. And
I don't really eat Skittles, so.
Oh. Look at Mr. Hoity Toity. I don't eat Skittles.
They stick in my mustache.
I don't watch Jessica Jones and I don't eat Skittles. I should have a punchline for this bit, but I don't.
I was hoping you were going to get somewhere with it, buddy. I was really rooting for you.
Well, I'm let you down once again.
All right, Noah.
Snickers. Satisfies me. It's got nuts in it. It's good.
Got my nuts in it.
Classic.
Snickers and peanut butter Snickers every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, I will take those peanut butter Snickers. Yes.
Oh, we're doing variations like it's nothing.
I just, you know, maybe.
I see how you are.
So, yeah, it satisfies my hunger, but not really.
I was like, that you just read the commercial.
It does not fill me up. It's not like I had a Snickers. I'm like, yes, that's all I needed. That's all the nutrients that growing body needs.
Does it turn Willem Dafoe back into Marilyn Monroe?
It does.
I'm going to go with the much maligned Cadbury cream egg. I love them shits. I have some in my freezer just so I never run out.
Really?
Yep.
How long do they last?
When they're in the freezer, as long as you want them to.
No.
yeah.
I don't think they last forever.
Forever!
No. But no. I assume you eat them before you that it comes to that.
Well, yes. I try and plan it out so that I run out just as they start showing up in the stores again in February.
Do you eat them cold?
No, I try and let them thaw.
Okay.
Because I feel like the inner fondant or whatever is better when it's more gooey than when it's solid. And right now, during Halloween, they have Cadbury Scream Eggs.
Well, you're not really a fan of the variants, are you?
I don't like any of the caramel shit, but it's the Scream Egg is just the same thing, but it's green instead of yellow inside.
Mmm.
Neat.
Green dye number 5, whatever it's called.
I think they use number 4. Maybe a hint of number 2?
Yeah, I think I was thinking of red number 5.
I think it's a sous-son of number 1.
I would love someone to do a podcast about how they came up with like all the different fruit flavors that doesn't taste like the fruit that you're eating.
You mean like banana?
Yeah.
Like when I say grape, you know, artificial grape flavor, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it does not taste like grape.
But you're never like, oh man, did you just give me some grapes? No, that's grape flavor. You fooled me.
Yeah. Yeah, artificial grape flavor gives me a headache.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
Oh, no.
Although my kid has allergy medicine with artificial grape flavor in it, he hates it.
Mm.
Really?
It smells good, but I imagine the medicine taste must overpower it.
Have you ever gave it a little sample?
I have not.
I did when Drew was complaining. I'm like, but it's cherry flavor, and I took a little sip. I'm like, it's cherry flavor with like bitter medicine, like fuck you in the mouth after.
Fuck you in the mouth after.
Yeah.
From Vicks.
Yep.
Anyway,
and then dribbles down your ass crack.
Yep.
Beetlejuice.
I got my juice.
Well, tell me what your next candy is, Juice.
Okay. I'm not sure which way to go. You know what? I'm going to say Almond Joy or Mounds.
Ew!
Well, you don't have to worry about taking one from either one of our lists, even though you just took two candies.
Well, my dad, I'm forgetting. I can't remember if my dad liked Mounds or Almond Joy.
Your dad has terrible taste?
There was one of them that he loved, and the other one he despised. But I'm good with either.
Ugh, you're coconuts. Get it? Because they have coconut in them.
Yeah, I got it.
And also, he's insane and has testicles.
I remember one of my favorite insults was like, Almond Joy has nuts, Andy don't. I mean, not Andy specifically, but just like as a put down.
I remember that too.
I don't know that I ever heard that.
I think it was one of those like independently developed 1,000 different times.
I mean, it's not a really hard jump. For immature child.
I was a pretty immature child. I didn't come up with it. I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Yeah, me too.
Me?
Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Take 5.
All right. We'll come back to this later then.
Okay.
Peanut butter, chocolate, salty pretzel. Delicious.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tried a Take 5.
It's fucking wonderful. It's that salty sweet. I love salty sweet.
Oh,
I've heard that about
my
you
dick.
When you're sucking. Yeah, what
I love. I also love. You know, side note. Chubby Hubby Ben and Jerry's ice cream, because it also pretzels and ice cream, peanut butter, delicious.
You might like Jimmy Fallon's late night snack. Then I think it has potato chips in there.
I've tried it. Oh, Tim, I live right above a liquor store that has a freezer full of Ben and Jerry's. I have tried many a flavor.
Oh, well, all right then. I won't tell you
probably
your business.
Why I'm pre-diabetic.
You're pre-diabetic.
My blood sugar's always been a little high. I'm working on it.
All good. Right.
Got the sugar.
I guess that's better than post-diabetic. Oh, me. All right. What do we got on this list that hasn't been used yet? I'm fucking jumping in with Kit Kats right now before one of you bitches steals it. I mean, one of you Trump steals it.
I'm not stealing Kit Kats. That's all yours.
Oh, I love me some Kit Kats.
I would fight Tim for Kit Kats.
Well, you would lose.
Oh, you might Monday. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to bring a Kit Kat and make you guys fight over it and record it. It'd be awesome.
Oh, don't you worry. I got a whole bowl of Kit Kats at my job.
I still want to see you guys fight over it.
As soon as Halloween candy became available, I put my Halloween bowl on my desk and filled it up. I'm like, oh, this is for my coworkers. Meanwhile, I'm like, I think I said that a couple episodes back.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Well, I've since had to refill it because it got down.
And I wonder how.
Not all just me, baby.
Okay, all
right. And I'm going to have to refill it again soon. Now Tim, that it's actually October.
As an African-American, we are more inclined to have get diabetes and become pre-diabetic. So, just let you know, buddy.
Sure.
Well, what are you going to do?
Stop eating sugar. Get your blood sugar checked out.
Sometimes you gotta get diabetes.
All right. Well, speaking of diabetes.
Diabetes.
Butterfinger.
Hey, there's one that's not on my list.
Even though it's going to stick in your teeth. Like, I have had a Butterfinger bar glue my jaws shut.
Delicious.
Doesn't matter. Still love it.
Andy, what about Butterfinger or what's the other one?
Baby Ruth?
Fifth Avenue?
Oh.
Have you ever had that one, Andy? Isn't it like toffee in the middle?
I think it's peanut butter.
No. Fifth Avenue? I feel like I would have tried it if that was the case.
I'm going to Google it. Fifth Avenue bar.
That's peanut butter.
Oh, all right.
But is it like the dried kind? Yeah, apparently it is.
It's pretty much a Baby Ruth.
Butterfinger.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, crunchy peanut butter. Yeah. But not like crunchy peanut butter, like peanut butter with the nubs in it.
Have you seen the thing where they combined a Reese's peanut butter cup and a Butterfinger?
It's
no. A Reese's peanut Butterfinger cup.
Tim, stop. My penis can only get so erect.
It's not that great. I'm not a huge Butterfinger guy, but I don't think it captures either of them well enough.
Well, I'm a huge guy and I love Butterfinger, so I may still give it a shot.
All right, well, carry on.
You should.
It may be, it may be
You're
good
white.
Enough.
You're not going to get diabetes. Fucking eat all the sugar.
Probably not.
No, you still can. Belly fat is a good indicator.
And I think I
have some of that.
I think Noah just said that only black people get diabetes.
I did not say that.
I'm pretty sure that's
what
he said.
A little bit of belly fat.
So if you take nothing from this Tancast, just remember, if you're not black, you can eat all the sugar you want.
No, 18... you should get checked out. You should make sure your blood sugar is okay.
19 inches worth? I got checked out. My blood sugar is fine.
I don't think...
It's so funny. Every time I go into the doctor, like they look at me, they look at my height, and then they look at my weight, and then they take my blood pressure. Like, they all look like, I doubt that. I'm like, no, it's legit.
Wait, what is your blood pressure usually?
It's usually like
three.
in the one teens over like 72. It's like 114, 115.
That is great, Andy.
I was so proud of you.
I didn't earn it.
I know, but
I apparently just lucked into not having my dad's blood pressure problems, which allows me to carry all this extra fat around.
That's still good. My blood pressure is usually on the high side.
Oh,
because you're stressed out about all that
pussy.
No, I did. When I was working out a lot, I got it pretty low, so I need to work on that.
Just work out on them pussies. Yeah.
No, Tim.
Man, if I start working out, they're not gonna be able to find my blood pressure.
Do lots of reps.
He's like 14/2.
Is it me?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know the name of them, but they're basically hazelnut seashells, like chocolate mixed with hazelnut and in the shape of a seashell.
Shape of a seashell.
What is that, Tim?
That's me stifling some vomit.
Are you not a fan of hazelnut?
I am not. No, really, I'm just not a fan of things in the shape of seashells.
Oh. Gyulian Belgian chocolates.
Okay.
I don't know where I had them, but I was like, yes, these things are amazing.
Amazing like my dick.
I'm trying to remember what it is.
What is?
The name of another thing that I think has hazelnuts.
All right, Andy's trying to think of that, I will tell you what became my favorite candy senior year of high school, and is still high on the list, Smarties.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list.
I bought a 2-pound bag of them for a bus trip we took in high school. Loves me
and
some Smarties.
We drove
that's
people
not nuts.
Nuts!
And then we did what?
And then we drove people nuts for the entire bus trip.
Well, apparently, the next year's bus trip, they bought another bag of them and said, this one's for Tim.
Aw, do they sing a bunch of weird Al tunes to annoy people?
I wasn't on the bus.
Oh.
I was busy colleging it up.
Yeah.
But what did the wheels on the bus do?
I believe they went round and then also round.
Oh, okay. Ah. Good to know.
If my one-year-old was here, he'd be able to tell you. Anyway, Smarties. A lot of people say they taste like chalk. Fuck those people. More Smarties for me.
Hell yeah.
You can have all those Smarties, Tim. They are all yours, buddy.
Plus, if you take them out and just take the white ones and then put them in an empty aspirin bottle, then you can walk around with the aspirin bottle full of what looks like white aspirin and just start chugging it in front of people. And crunching them. They're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, my head, man, my head. You got a problem. I'll tell you when I have a problem.
Don't get confused with you and actually put real aspirin in there, and then you overdose and die.
Well, no, because as soon as you bite into them, you're like, this is bitter! You'll know it's not Smarties.
Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. will put three poison ones in there just to fuck with me.
Yeah. fuck that.
Topical! When you listen to this episode years from now, you'll make no sense.
Yep.
Anyway, Andy, hit it.
Fuck that whole family. I'm going to go with the Ghirardelli Dark Chocolate Raspberry.
Oh, you would go with the dark chocolate.
Yuckity yuck. You picked the worst candy, Andy.
Yuck? I like the way you asked it like a question. Yuck? Yuckity yuck. He asked and answered his own question.
Nope, shit's amazing. raspberry goo. It's got like a little raspberry cum shot right in the middle.
Losing me.
All down your ass crack.
And then dark chocolate wrapped all around it. So it's kind of like like Beetlejuice and Noah.
Oh, silly. We are silly men.
We are. Yeah, there's lots of other Ghirardelli things that I've enjoyed, but dark chocolate raspberry, by far the top for me.
Toblerone.
I hardly know Toblerone.
Usually crunchy almond flavor, but they also have a popcorn flavor that's delicious. I remember one time I was hanging out with somebody, and I may have, I ate something that may have had an effect on me. And then I also started eating a Toblerone. I'm like, oh, this Toblerone's fucking amazing. This is the best Toblerone I've ever had. Like, it was so good.
I want this Toblerone to last forever. No, those are called the Munchies. Shh.
It was like,
I didn't
say
what kind of
so
effect.
Good.
I just said an effect and left it up to your imagination.
But yeah, when I go to a movie theater, I love to go to the Walgreens or whatever, CVS, pick up a Toblerone. Delicious.
Well,
salted caramel.
I'll just go back to my fucking list from the blog because y'all are picking shitty candies.
Delicious candies.
Nerds!
Oh, I didn't even put that on my list, but it should have been.
Loves me some nerds.
Nerds are awesome.
You are a nerd, Tim.
That's another one where when the Halloween candy goes on sale, I grab a bunch of those. And there's still some in the center console of the van, just in case I have a nerd emergency.
Nice.
A nerd emergency.
Yes.
An emergency.
Yes.
I'm not sure which one of those I like better. I love them. Little tiny bits of sugar. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. Usually pretty sour.
Not the way I do it.
Oh.
It's interesting. Like, I feel like when I was younger, those are the candies I liked. But as I got older, I've got more of a chocolate fan.
Kind of the opposite. I think I was more chocolate when I was younger. And now I've moved towards mostly fruity fruits. With the Kit Kats and Cadbury Egg, and then one other one being an exception. We'll see if it comes around this time on the list.
Yeah. Well, I'm staying away from chocolate on my last one, so you got a good chance.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
Oh.
So hit it.
All right. So, it is my turn. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just am used to going last. Sweet Tarts. Really?
No, not really. It's
fruity,
just...
Fruity, tangy?
That's just... They're so hard on my teeth.
My poor little teeth.
I hurt, I bite them and they hurt my teeth.
Oh, Tim, I have good news for you.
What's that?
Because they make Sweet Tart chews.
Hey, old man. Here's some candy that's easing on your teeth.
Well, speaking of which, why do old men love Werther's Originals? Fucking, you don't have teeth. You can't be fucking with that shit.
You could just suck on them. They're pretty good.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I see. Oh, well, they're still nasty. If we do a dishonorable mentions list, that's on it.
Oh, I've got one for a dishonorable mentions list.
I've got a separate one for a dishonorable mentions list. Anyway, back to Sweet Tarts for Andy.
Andy, I think your list is my dishonorable mentions list.
We have good times.
We do. Here you go, Tim. Sometimes you feel like a nerd.
Sometimes you don't. He sent me the Amazon link. I guess, not necessarily following along with the show notes as you watch this, but that is the Amazon link for Sweet Tart Chews.
Yes, actually, the giant chews. So, like these things are like an inch across or something like that. They're huge.
That's Andy's affiliate link. He gets a cut when you buy it.
Oh, sweet.
Actually, it's St. Jude's affiliate link.
Okay. Oh, well.
So, go fight child cancer while causing diabetes.
Now, if I follow that link and then go from there to buy other products, will St. Jude still get the money?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. As long as you're on smile.amazon.com.
Oh, nipples.
Yeah. Oh, we can step an affiliate link.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need. Yeah. People were like, what worthy cause should I give to? St. Jude's Children's Hospital helping kids with cancer? Or TanCast giving people ear cancer?
Yes. And allowing us to buy whatever the Guillain-Barré candy was that Noah was talking about earlier.
Oh, Belgium. Yeah. Belgian chocolates.
Yes, I recognize that, but that's... I started like G-U-Y-L-L-I-N, so that made me think of Guillain-Barré, because house.
All right. Noah.
This is the one where I was like, oh, shit, yes. Lindt chocolate truffles. When I first
had... Those are pretty good.
When I first had those, it fucking blew my mind. I was like, wait, there's chocolate, and then there's delicious stuff inside? Fuck yeah. I haven't had them in a while, so they kind of fell out of my mind. But I was like, oh yeah, fuck yeah. I wouldn't say I like all the flavors, but I like a lot of the flavors. Lit chocolate truffles, delicious.
All right, you guys were a little fancier than me. Well, no, I did in that last one specifically.
Yeah,
a little fancier.
I'll offer my wife a mixed bag of the Lindor, which is Lindt.
It's that non-diaper money, Tim. I just put in chocolates, fancy chocolates.
There was this meme on Facebook. It says, when people say that I'm going to regret not having kids, and it's two screenshots from Indecent Proposal, and it's Woody Harrelson crying and then dabbing his tears with the money.
I think Indecent Proposal may be him crying. The dabbing his eyes with the money, I think, is Zombieland.
No,
because he definitely does that in Zombieland.
It's the same shot.
Is it?
Well, like, one is him in the same area as he is when he's dabbing his eyes with the money.
Ah, then it may be Zombieland.
All right. He's laying on a bed in Zombieland, dabbing money on his eyes?
Yeah, they're at Bill Murray's house. You should watch Zombieland. It's a good flick.
I'm going to say you're wrong.
Wrong about you watching Zombieland, or what?
I don't think it'd be a distant proposal, because I don't remember that being, like, a funny movie.
Well, it wasn't. It didn't look like he was actually trying to be funny.
Wiping your tears with money is...
humorous.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, like, visually ironic.
Maybe. Or maybe it's Zombieland.
I'm going to... I don't know. Show us your thing. Show us it, Tim. Show us.
Yes, show us your thing. It's a family podcast.
Show us your thing, Tim. Get it out.
This is not a family podcast. Yeah. You guys have been talking about dribbling down people's mother's cracks.
Come on! Come on, Noah. Family podcast. Why are you bringing that shit up?
Anywho, Tim.
By the way, it turns out Andy's right.
Yay! I figured. Always fucking right.
Streak
continues.
Anyway, my number one.
I was wrong about Rorschach.
Y'all motherfuckers fucked up.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup for the win!
I didn't, because I have to be in the right mood for those.
That was on my list, but got bumped off by Take Five.
Sometimes they're a little gritty for me.
Gritty?
Yeah.
You go fuck yourself.
All right.
Tim, you ever try to poke the middle out with your tongue?
Nope.
I've done that.
All right.
I did it to your mom once.
I just had one of those on this day things on Facebook I had posted, I guess, last year. I say that the Kit Kat Reese's Peanut Butter Cup combo bag of Halloween candy is the best it is, and if you are wrong, I will fight you. Or you say I'm wrong, I will fight you. And then a friend of mine from high school said, this parent of a kid with a peanut allergy will fight you. I said, not to worry, I will eat all the peanut butter cups for your kid.
Yay!
I got your back.
Tim, humanitarian. What? Sort of
Why
like
is
vegetarian.
The peanut allergy the one that like so many people have and like kills you?
And wait, I feel like it's just cropped up. Like you didn't hear about like I mean, in the shows in the 50s, you'd be like, oh no, Phil has a peanut allergy, he's dead. I feel like it just happened in like the 90s. Like, all of a sudden, peanuts like reared up and like, we gonna kill these motherfuckers!
No, it's,
this
it's
motherfucker's
the,
gonna die!
It's the Trumpification of America, Tim. Everyone's a little Trump now. So know. Trumpy that the peanuts are just gonna kill him.
Oh, using Trump as a stand-in for the B-word.
Yes, or the P-word.
Oh, okay.
It's like Smurfing that way.
Yes. All right, should we run through some honorable mentions real quick and then wrap this up?
Sure.
And dishonorable, if you have any.
Yeah, I've got one. I got one big one. Honorable mentions, I had Nestle Crunch. I don't know why, but I like the little like,
that
crunch.
That was one of mine as well.
I think it reminds me of Kit Kats. I think that's why. Like, if I don't have a Kit Kat, I will take a Crunch. But I would definitely prefer a Kit Kat. And Jolly Ranchers and Blood.
Because, wait, what?
You can't have, apparently, Jolly Ranchers without bleeding from the top, the roof of your mouth. It's kind of like Captain Crunch that way.
You're doing it wrong, bro.
Yeah. Really?
I have never been injured by a Jolly Rancher.
Huh.
I mean, except that Clive Bundy guy.
I've been injured by Captain Crunch.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like if I'm sucking on a Jolly Rancher and I try to move it from one side of my mouth to the other side and it hasn't been in there for long enough for the like wearing away to, you know, sort of like make it like a smooth round pebble like you'd find in a stream, it's always going to have some sort of edge and it is always going to catch me somewhere in my tender, tender mouth parts.
Strange.
Totally worth it, though, because Jolly Ranchers is delicious.
All right, and what's your dishonorable?
Dishonorable is Laffy Taffy.
That is some bullshit.
They may as well put fucking styrofoam in those Halloween grab bags. Because it is always, like, if it's like, we have Nerds, and we have Sweet Tarts, and we have Twizzlers, and we have Starburst. Oh, Starburst, another honorable mention. We have Starburst, and we have Laffy Taffy. You open it up, it's going to be 3/4 fucking Laffy Taffy.
I hate Laffy Taffy as well.
Yeah.
For similar reasons, I was not excited about Sweet Tarts.
Laffy Taffy is not bad.
Laffy Taffy will fucking destroy my teeth.
And it doesn't even, like if it tasted good and it was like, oh, I'm just going to glue your face shut, that would be okay. You know, you kind of learn to handle it, or you just sort of, like, learn to eat around it while you're trying to yank it off of there. But no, it's like, here's some rubber. What does it taste like? Also rubber.
No, it's always the fucking banana-flavored one. I don't know why they have a fucking surplus of banana-flavored Laffy Taffy. Banana flavor sucks. Laffy Taffy sucks. Put them together. It's a fucking fuck.
I have a theory about banana flavor. My theory is that it is the output from some other, like, major chemical processing system. Like, producing gasoline or something, like, as a byproduct, accidentally makes artificial banana flavor. Because that is the only explanation for why the fuck artificial banana flavor exists, tastes like it does, and goes into all these fucking bags.
What about,
like,
circus peanuts?
A quarter of runts are the fucking banana runts. Nobody is asking for the fucking banana runts.
I don't have an issue with circus peanuts.
They're just weird. Like, who asked for a peanut?
I mean, you're
orange.
Right.
Yeah.
Tasting like banana.
Hey, could you take a marshmallow but make it chalky? That would be great. If you could then make it look
chalky,
like an orange peanut, I respect you.
I like a marshmallow.
I like marshmallows too.
No, not on my watch.
Marshmallows, like, good. Chalky orange marshmallows.
It's not chalky,
are what the
baby.
Fuck?
It's not chalky. No.
Maybe I've only ever had dry circus peanuts. Like,
yeah, maybe you may have had the
bowl.
Leftover ones that have been sitting around since last Halloween.
Maybe.
It's not chalky. It's rotten.
Well,
anyway.
Certainly dry.
Let's give Noah a shot.
Yeah. Sorry.
My two honorable mentions are Twix and then also Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Twix, good. Yes.
Any dishonorable mentions? Besides Andy's list?
I mean, I'm not a fan of, like, I'm really not a fan of, like, Almond Joys or Mounds, but... black licorice.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, even worse than black licorice? Black licorice from Sweden, where they put salt in it.
Hey, black licorice matters.
You're like, what the fuck is that? Like,
I remember the first time somebody gave me Jägermeister, and they're like, it's delicious. And I started to take a sip, they're like, it tastes just like black licorice.
And you spat it on them.
Yeah.
And lit them on fire.
No, I should have, though, because clearly they're an effective person, and it's just better to have them out of this world.
My honorable mentions are, I think these count as candy, gummy bears.
They count.
Actually, anything in the gummy family, gummy worms, gummy bears, gummy testicles, whatever you got for me.
You know, I don't like gummy as much as I used to when I was a kid, except for one thing that should have been definitely in my high five list. Now I regret. Please continue.
What was it?
Yeah. Get on with it.
the Trolley Bright Sour Crawlers.
Oh, so Sour Patch Kids. Those are good.
Yeah, those are pretty good too.
And my last one, I think, is only technically candy because candy is in the name, cotton candy.
No, I'm going to call that candy, yeah.
And then my dishonorable mention is candy corn.
Ugh. Oof. Well, oh yeah, circus peanuts will be in my dinner. And Peeps. I don't like Peeps.
Oh, I love
really?
A Peep.
I
What's with
will.
All the marshmallow hate?
Yeah, no, Peeps are good. Peep good.
I'm just not a big fan of marshmallow candy.
Just like Oprah said.
I don't know what Oprah said.
She said,
it's marshmallow.
No, I ain't a fan of that fucking marshmallow candy.
It's marshmallow covered in granulated sugar. So it's crunchy on the outside and then marshmallow on the inside, and you can bite their little heads off.
That's what she sounds like when there's no cameras on her, Noah.
Ah, yes.
You know, marshmallows are just not my thing.
Really? I love me a marshmallow.
So, like, if we were to go camping, would that mean I get all s'mores?
No, s'mores is something different. Like, it's not just a marshmallow.
Oh.
Oh. See, I'm the opposite. Y'all be roasting marshmallows. I'll be like, can I just take a couple of these before you guys fuck them up?
What about Fluffernutter sandwiches, Noah? How do you feel about those?
No, but I like Nutter Butter.
Different. No, there's no fluff. There's no marshmallow fluff in a Nutter Butter.
I like the Nutter on her butter.
I mean, I like marshmallows slide with other crack stuff.
Okay. All right. So Fluffernutter, yes. Yes.
What's Fluffernutter?
What?
What's Fluffernutter?
It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, except without the jelly, you put in marshmallow fluff. So it's a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich.
I don't know. I haven't tried it. I withhold judgment.
give it a shot. It's pretty good.
I don't think I've ever had one either, so I have no
judgment.
It's
sticky. You definitely want to trim your mustache before you go after a Fluffernutter.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of marshmallow paste.
Or
no,
nut
like that
fluffer.
Whatever. I like just a marshmallow.
No, I said nut fluffer. It's a joke about somebody sucking on testicles.
All right, let's wrap this down.
You know, someday I will die, and Tancast will be the collection of my wisdom left to my child and grandchildren. And it's mostly going to be jokes about people sucking balls and my masturbatory habits.
It's mostly just jokes that go nowhere that you won't let die.
But I will. I'll die.
We all will.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that.
On Monday, when we all go out in a blaze of glory.
Yes. Over a Kit Kat.
Is it official?
The Kit Kat fight? Oh, yeah. It's down. It's happening.
No, Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Cool.
We can nail it down our plans later.
We must nail it now, Tim.
Because I have a... I have a delicious premium donut waiting for me.
I don't know what that means.
Just means a donut that's, like, extra special.
Costs an extra buck.
Yeah.
Well, that's Tancast for this week. Good luck with your diabetes.
Thank you.
Wait, what's our little tagline today?
Well, that's what I was leading into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim's rolling into it.
Hey, let me derail what you're doing to get to what you were doing.
Exactly, Tim.
You
I'm glad you realized that.
Not today, raspberry chocolate thing Andy was talking about.
Ghirardelli dark chocolate raspberry.
That's the one. Not today.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday.
Remember, never trust diabetes.
Diabetes. This week, I hate three things. As usual, Donald J. Trump. Fuck him. The fact that I forgot to include Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers on my list. I feel deep shame over that. And the fact that I don't have any Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers in front of me right this second to dip my balls in.
You know, that is what's great about being an adult. You have a car. You have money. You could go to the store and get that shit.
Oh, yes, yes. I only hate that I don't have it right this fucking second. But when we're done with this, there are Sour Crawlers in my future.
Make that shit happen, Andy.
I will make that shit
happen. Make it so. Number one. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
Oh, you know what? Costco usually has these things in the 5-pound bags. There's your diabetes.
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 Rock me, diabetes.
No, distorted rock me, diabetes.
Kill me, diabetes.
There you go.
Distorted View did that as a remix of one of those diabetes commercials, and I've never forgotten it.
Sometimes you feel like an idiot, sometimes you don't.
Tim, I learned about a thing this week called Ostwald ripening that makes me think
that... Watch your filthy mouth.
Oh, okay, sorry. Makes me think that your frozen chocolate eggs may not last as long as you would hope because of the behavior of solids, especially when you're dealing with suspensions.
Sometimes you feel like an idiot, sometimes you don't.
I choose not to read that link and instead continue to be ignorant. Trump 2016!
Perfect. Oh, man, did you guys see the debate?
Did I ever?
No.
No, I saw parts of it. I came home and it was on. I'm like, the kids are up. Don't leave this on.
For you guys, like, or maybe more specifically Andy, where you know, I'm sure you know who you're going to vote for. Like, what is the point of watching the debate?
Torturing myself with the thought that maybe she's going to fuck this up and we're going to wind up with killer clowns from outer space running this fucking country.
Killer clowns from outer space.
Oh, they're going to wrap you up in cotton candy and suck out your blood.
Yep.
Killer clowns from outer space.
That's a movie. You know that, right, Tim?
I know, yeah. And it's a great insult. It was like when I... When you said that was a perfect insult when I called that person we worked with had a secret of Nim face.
She did! Oh my god.
Well, I already called him Cheeto Hitler twice this week, so I needed something new.
Although, actually, what I had meant to say at that point was Dark Crystal face, but secret of Nim worked just as well.
It worked pretty well.
Especially because Secret of Nim is such a fucking deep cut. Who's thinking about that ever?
My coworker sometimes makes these noises that makes me think of Dark Crystal. She's like, oh. And it makes me think of those little bird things.
Oh, it burns.
Hey, guess what, guys?
What?
I'm still recording.
Me too.
Me three.
Yay!
All right, now I'm going to stop recording.
All right.